Hello, there's more to this reading out loud lark than meets the ear, isn't there? Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. I've got a 30-year career in radio and TV presentation, production, and also training as well, helping people to learn how to get a better broadcast, podcast, and voice over voice. Welcome to today's episode. We're talking about the speed of the read. We've spoken about how different speeds can suggest different things, maybe one story to another. What about changing the speed within a story or within a commercial voiceover script? It does happen. Let me give you a few examples. I mean, on occasion, you may change the speed within a paragraph, within a story, starting slowly because of the content which is new, important and serious, and then when giving information later on in the story that's less important, throw away or filler facts, speeding up slightly. If you've ever written news, you may know about the pyramid of writing news. The most important information is right at the top, that sharp end of the pyramid. It's usually in a short, sharp, succinct sentence. And then later on, as the story continues, you usually get more and more information, which is less and less important. And it's because then the editor, perhaps on a website or a newspaper, or indeed for broadcast reasons, for timing, you can cut from the bottom. Yeah, it's easy to cut the extraneous, the superfluous information from the bottom of the script rather than rewrite the top. Therefore, the most important, maybe slower information is likely to come first. Let me give you a couple of examples. Multiple fatalities this morning as a bus carrying commuters into the city left the road and mounted a pavement in Stockbridge. Yeah? Starting slowly because of the content which is new, important and serious. As I said yesterday, it gives people time to gather their thoughts, think through the implications of the information, how it might be affected them, how it might affect them. The speed maybe is a little bit out of place. Yeah, you're not going to start every single story slower, but because you do with really significant news, it's going to draw people's attention to what is or what is not going on. The slowness, the pause, and we're speaking about pause in a week or so's time. And then when giving information later on in the story that's less important, further down that pyramid, the throwaway or filler fact, speeding up slightly. So you've told about the multiple fatalities, you've given people more information about what you believe to have happened, where it's happened, maybe the actual number of the bus involved, or how many people, what hospitals they've been taken to, that kind of thing, maybe some emergency numbers. And then you might say towards the end, and this is not a kind of throwaway, flippant, trivial line by any means, but you can sense when I say it that it is less important than the information that I have just suggested to you. You may be talking about already. It's the second fatal crash involving city buses this year, and now questions are being asked about the depot's maintenance record. Yeah? It's information, but it's not as important information as the number of fatalities, where it happened, what happened, the number of the bus, where those people have been taken to hospital, the emergency number, and so on. Yeah? The story still stands by itself without talking about the number of buses involved this year and questions about the depot's maintenance record. Yeah? Here's another example. We've got normal speed, slightly faster, slightly slower. First of all, let me give you the entire script all together, and then I'll talk you through the different places within the script that I change the speed. If you don't catch that already when I say it. The price of pineapples is set to fall, but only for some people. It's after the ongoing glut of the fruit caused by perfect growing conditions in Latin America over the past year. Cheaper pineapples will be available for those aged over 53 and only on Wednesdays and Saturdays in August. Yeah? So on that occasion, we actually started at a normal speed. Then we gave some more background information, which is kind of presumed knowledge by the tone, by the grammar of that sentence. So slightly faster and then slightly slower. So normal, faster, and then slower than normal. Yeah, let's do that again for you. Normal, faster, and then slightly slower than normal. Here we go. The price of pineapples is set to fall, but only for some people. It's after the ongoing glut of the fruit caused by perfect growing conditions in Latin America over the past year. Cheaper pineapples will be available for those aged over 53 and only on Wednesdays and Saturdays in August. So you've got the story, you've got some information that people already know, and then you've got the details of the story about who is going to be able to get, in this case, silly example, cheaper pineapples. So change your pace with the emotional value of the content you're presenting. Treat each new piece of information or each new section in the script very differently, maybe adding light and shade of meaning and variations in pace where it's needed. Consciously vary it to aid understanding and add a refreshing attractiveness to your presentation. Vary your pace as you do in normal life, in normal conversation. Walk, trot, canter, gallop, pause to give the correct value to the words you're delivering. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.